Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And we are joined by Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. We're all a little bit on edge, especially since 9/11. And Mr. Bozell had an experience at a car wash in Corona that has, in his opinion, necessitated a phone call to his attorney. You say that you were subjected and your son were subjected to emotional cruelty, mental violation, emotional kidnapping. What happened and when did it happen?
Thank you, sir. I have a son. His name is Stephen Jr. He is 8 years of age. We were at the Corona Quick and Wash on Corona Avenue in Corona, California.
What is it, the Corona Quick and Wash?
Yes, sir. And I have been listening to the news about the Al-Qaeda and about Afghanistan. I made a promise to myself. I remember when I was listening to the news that nothing would happen to my boy if we were attacked again. Nothing would happen to my family. And as you said, Mr. Henry, I think very well, we've all been on edge. So I'm a little bit nervous.
All right, take a drink of water or whatever it is that you need. So you had been reading news accounts of the Al-Qaeda and what's going on in Afghanistan.
That's correct. So I was in my car, and we went into the car wash. It is a car wash that is a stationary wash. The car stays stationary while the equipment washes the car around it.
Okay.
We were sitting there, and the memory of it now is coming back to me. It's very fresh in my mind. We were sitting in the car. I heard a very loud bang, and the car began to shake. At that time, I looked around to see if what could possibly be the matter. My son was sitting to my right in the right-hand passenger side. I grabbed my son. I went into the back seat of the car. I knew that we had to get out of the car.
All right, now you're inside the car wash when you hear a bang and the car starts shaking.
Yes, sir.
Then what did you do? You grabbed your son?
I grabbed my son. I went into the back seat. I grabbed a metric wrench that I had in the back seat, and at that time I broke out the rear window of my car. I got myself and I got my son out of the car.
So you're in the car wash, and I guess you're crawling through the back window of the car while the car is being washed?
That's correct. While the equipment was moving at that time, we came out.
What were you afraid was happening?
Well, I thought, I don't know. So many people after 9/11 describe a bang and shaking. After what happened at 9/11, everybody talked about there was a bang and there was shaking. So all I know is I said a prayer. Sweet Christ, save me. And I got Steve Jr. out the back, and we got out. I was looking around, and here's where it gets confusing. The guy who runs the car wash asked if I was all right because he was shocked like I was, and I asked him what happened. He said that he didn't know what happened.
Did he know that something had happened?
Well, what I was talking about, and I described what I heard, and he said, and this is where I then called my attorney when he said this. I wrote down, because my attorney always tells me to write things down. He said, "You dumbass."
That was now, this man who runs the car wash called you a dumbass?
Yes, sir, he did. He said, "You dumbass, that was the blower in the car wash, what drives the car off." And I said, "I heard a bang." And he says, "That's the way it sounds when it starts up." And I said that we felt the car shaking. And he says, "Shaking is from what happens when it blows the air." And I said, "What are you talking about?" And that's when he started laughing.
And that was a pivotal point from your attorney's point of view. This man was mocking you in front of your son?
Yeah, that's right. And then my son also said, "Daddy, you should punch him like that hockey man punched the other hockey man."
And your son was referring to the Junta case?
I believe my son was referring to the Junta case, yes, sir. And then a woman who had been in a car behind me yelled for me to, quote, and I'm reading again, "Get my GD car out of there," end quote.
All right, Mr. Bozell, you were in a car wash with your son. The car was stationary as it was being washed. You heard a bang. The car started shaking. You were on edge because of everything after 9/11, and you'd been seeing news reports of the Al-Qaeda. So you thought what? And I don't mean to be facetious. Thought the car wash was under attack, or
I don't know, sir. No, I didn't think the car wash was under attack. I don't know if it had been a bomb. I don't know if it was gunshots. Osama bin Laden has got better things to do than to attack the Corona Quick and Wash. But I was concerned for the safety of my son, yes.
All right, you're in the car wash, you hear a bang, the car starts shaking. You acted instinctively?
I acted instinctively, yes, I did.
And you busted out the rear window?
I busted it out, and that's when I was told by this man that I was a dumbass, number one, and that it wasn't a bomb, and wasn't the Al-Qaeda attacking the car wash, it was the car wash blower.
It was the thing that dries the car?
Yes. So I guess protecting your son don't count for nothing because I was called a dumbass.
What are you suing? Why are you suing?
Mr. Andrew, I'm suing the car wash for creating what we consider to be a stressful or a warlike environment. I'm also suing that...
Why a warlike environment? Because they have a dryer that shakes the car?
Because after 9/11, I think they need to be sensitive to things that are going to put people on edge.
You say, what else are you suing for?
I'm suing the car wash operator for calling me a dumbass, which alienates my son's affections from me and causes me to feel mentally violated and fondled. I'm also...
Mentally violated and fondled.
Yes, because I think it is similar to what happens to people who are sexually attacked. I'm also suing Mrs. Karen Westenhofer for emotional kidnapping, because when she yelled, get the GD car out of there, it kidnapped my son's good feeling for me and replaced him with my son thinking that I'm a pussy. I have been through some major humiliation in my life, but since when does a patriotic man looking only to protect his family and his country get called a dumbass and a pussy?
Well, you know, you knocked out the rear window of your car.
Yes, sir, and I'm suing to reclaim the cost, and as much as that car wash made me think that the Al-Qaeda had escaped. So this is it's an unsettling piece of equipment.
Well, it is standard car wash equipment. Okay, it is standard car wash equipment.
Well, anybody who says they don't feel uneasy in one of those car washes is a liar.
Well, I've been in those car washes, and I've never felt that I was under attack, although I can tell you that the air blower on that thing...
Yeah, but in the context of what's happening right now, we are hoping these car washes will put a sign up, and we're trying to, that tells people this equipment can cause fear. And that's what we're asking for now.
I don't know. The car wash air blower... And the shaking of the car caused you to feel afraid and that perhaps maybe the bomb had gone off or there was gunshots, but I don't know that you're going to get a car wash to put up. This equipment can cause fear.
After 9/11, I think all bets are off, and I think everybody is in fear for their safety. And I'm sitting in a car wash with my son after our country got attacked, and the car starts to shake.
It was the car wash blower.
But I didn't know that at the time.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, who was sitting in a stationary car wash with his son when he heard a bang and the car started shaking. He was disquieted by news reports of the Al-Qaeda and of the Taliban and of terrorism, basically, correct?
Yes, sir.
And when you felt the car shake, you thought that perhaps it was a bomb or a gunshot.
That is correct, yes, sir. If I've got some phobia about car washes, I mean, if you think about how the events unfold, Al-Qaeda guys are flown out of Afghan land. I'm in a dangerous environment with my son. I feel a direct hit on my vehicle. What am I supposed to think?
Well, the direct hit, but it wasn't a direct hit.
No, I understand that.
And what people were laughing at you about was the fact that you thought a car wash was a bomb.
Yeah, but you don't call a man a dumbass and say that he's get his GD car out of there.
You don't?
No, sir, and I'm suing the car wash. I can tell you right now, you can make fun.
Well, I think it's pretty amusing.
All right, you can think it's amusing all you want, but when I get done with my lawyer, they will not be laughing at that car wash. And the lady who laughed at me and called me a dumbass, she won't be laughing either. So you can laugh at me. And you can make fun of me and call me a dumbass because I think the car wash makes me feel insecure. But when all is said and done, when push comes to shove, I'm going to sue you, or not you, but I'll sue them people, and they'll owe me money.
I don't doubt that you're emotional about this, sir, and I don't doubt that you're embarrassed that your son was there, witness to you being called a dumbass. Busting out the rear glass on your car because you think the car wash is under attack by terrorists, when in point of fact it's just the dryer, the air blower, is a little extreme. 1-800-449-8686. this is the Phil Hendry show, and I went,
Mr. Hendry, that lady would be laughing out a different hole in her body had that been the Al-Qaeda guys at that car wash. So that,
well, the likelihood of Al-Qaeda attacking the Corona Quicken Wash. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, Stephen Bozell is with me on the line from Corona, California. He and his son were at a car wash in Corona, and they heard a bang, and the car was shaking. And for a moment, he thought the car or the car wash was under some kind of terrorist attack. It turned out that it was just the air blower. And they are loud when they come on, aren't they, Mr. Bozell?
Oh, that was a surprise for me. I generally have my car washed. I never take it in a self-wash like that, but that was... That really put the fear of Jesus in me.
All right, and this Karen Westenhofer, this was the lady who was behind you, and she said, get your GD car out of there.
Well, when my son and I exited the car via the rear window, the blower was blowing so hard it just about took my pants off, and which also was part of the discussions I'm having with the car wash right now, because she was laughing. She's looking at me. My pants are hanging down halfway down my ankles, and also... That was something that was caused.
Well, you didn't tell me your pants are coming off now?
Because of the blowers. That's what I'm saying.
All right. 1-800, but you thought the air blower in the car wash was a terrorist attack. You get out, it's blowing your pants off, and people are laughing at you.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
All right. 1-800-449-8686.
I mean, I feel so embarrassed because my son asked me to hit the man like the hockey guy. Well, how could I? I don't even have ice skates or anything. I don't know what he was talking about on that one either.
Well, I'm sure what he meant was beat the guy up like that hockey dad beat that guy up. Here is Joan on the Phil Hendry Show. Joan?
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I'd like to talk to this gentleman. I just think this is absolutely ridiculous. You know, what California is known for the Sioux State. I'm from California.
I'm sure, like, they don't, for the fact that
nothing happened.
They don't sue people
and
in
nothing,
Florida?
I can appreciate your fear. I really can appreciate your fear, but... When nothing happened, you should have thanked God, kissed the ground you were on, got in your car, and went on your way. To sue for something that you assumed happened that didn't happen
is absolutely ridiculous. How come they have that equipment in their car wash that makes
you
feel like
care.
You're being
there
attacked?
I don't care. There are a lot of bangs. Somebody can, their tire can blow. There's another bang. You're going to go through all the tires that blow on the highway?
No, ma'am. That's not what I'm saying is this was the car wash that went bang, and then the car started shaking. I thought the Al-Qaeda was attacking the car wash.
I can appreciate that. Okay.
let them get it fixed.
But for you to assume
wouldn't you say that
that's because of your fear that they have to pay for your fear
is
ridiculous.
The lady who is behind me said, get my GD car out of there. And then
How many people curse at other people? You know,
that happens
all the time.
But that humiliates me because the hockey dad just,
it really
just killed
is.
That other
How
guy.
How come your son knows about the hockey men and them being beat up
at his
age?
That's all over the news. That's all over the news. Every 10-year-old boy plays sports.
Why is your son watching the news? How old is your son?
Because my son would like to be informed. I don't know. What's your son
doing? How old is your son?
He's 10.
That's ridiculous.
Look, lady, don't tell me how to raise my son.
That's ridiculous.
Don't tell me how to raise my
son. No child should be watching the news.
Ma'am, if you want to raise a dumbass for a kid, that's your business, okay?
I raised a son, and he's 27 years old, and he lives in California.
Is he still living at home? Oh, he lives in California. Well,
what did I say?
What's that?
He left when he was 18.
Couldn't wait to get out of the house, huh?
I wouldn't dare let my son at the age of 10 watch something like the hockey,
Well, is your son a dumbass now?
The news is very depressing. Why would you inflict that upon your son?
I don't know, to keep them informed about the world?
You're supposed to give them positive reinforcement,
keep
them not negative.
To keep them informed about the world, or I guess you don't do
you
that
You can
in
inform
house.
Him. You
oh,
can
I,
inform
oh,
him.
Oh, I see.
Don't
well,
stick him in front of a boob tube.
Well, ma'am, I'm smart enough to
you
do it.
You inform
but
him.
I'm smart
you
enough to
parent.
Do that, but are you the one smart
you
enough to do
parent.
That? Yeah, but I'm not a newscaster.
You be the parent.
I can hear you, Joan. You keep saying the same thing. You are kind of stupid, aren't you? Because you keep saying the same thing over and over
I'm
again.
I'm not the one
I've gotten so scared by the bang, I made a mess
of my
pants. I jumped
you
out of
are.
My car, and then...
If it's anybody that looks stupid tonight, it's you do, sir.
No, ma'am, I think you look stupid.
I heard this gets in the paper. I'm going to ask my son to get this
You know something, ma'am?
Because if
I was
it jumps
there,
in the paper, I'm going to laugh my butt
off. Well, the problem is your son has to know how to...
Because it's so ridiculous.
Well, ma'am, your son has
don't
to know...
Don't tell me anything more, sir.
Ma'am,
live
your son
life
has to know how to read, okay? Your son has to know how to read, ma'am, to cut something out of a newspaper, okay? But since that son is raised by you, he doesn't know how to read, so he won't be able to cut it out of the paper. Did she hang up?
Yes, she hung up, okay? What was that about?
Damn it, I wanted to get that line in about her son not being able to read.
Yeah, well, aren't you funny? Here is Lynn on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Lynn?
Yes?
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Well, I just have a real quick question for you. I understand...
No, we already got your question. What's your comment?
My comment is that if you were in a car wash in Corona, California...
Now, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Mr. Bozell.
Mr. Bozell, do you hear her?
I can hear her. I'm still pissed off about that other lady.
Well, forget about her. Here's a new caller.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
New caller, new day. Anyway, my point is that if you were in a car wash in Corona, California, it's very simple. You put the car in drive, and you leave. Very simple.
No, you can't.
Excuse me, I grew up, and I was born and raised in Los Angeles, California, West Covina, darling.
I doubt it.
You want to bet?
Yeah, I would. I don't think you know what you're talking about.
You don't?
No. First of all, you can't. You don't know the car wash I'm talking about, number one. Corona Quicken Wash, it locks the wheel, so you can't get out.
Oh.
It's on a chain.
Oh,
see,
so
right there, you don't know what you're talking about. See?
Oh, excuse me. Yes, I do. There is no
You've
way.
Never been
that
to the have you been to the Corona Quicken Wash? Have you been to the Corona Quicken Wash? You have been to the Corona Quicken Wash. You have been there.
I spent 38 years of my life.
No, have you been to the Corona Quicken Wash?
I lived in Rialto, California for 7 years.
Have you been to the Corona Quicken Wash?
Darling, they don't lock your wheels.
Have you been to the Corona Quicken Wash?
No, I have never been there, but I can tell you, they don't lock your wheels.
They do. They lock your wheels at Corona Quicken Wash.
Okay, well then
what's you coming from California got to do with it? I mean, it's just a regular car wash.
No, I'm telling you. What I'm saying is I come from California, and it doesn't
I know.
Take
you
a
said
rocket
that already.
Scientist
yeah.
to figure
well,
out
let me ask
that
you
can
question.
Get out of any situation you want to.
Did you have to leave California because
you
couldn't afford?
You have to be
smart
enough to make the decision to
Ma'am,
leave.
Ma'am, can I ask you something?
Certainly.
So you left California because you couldn't afford to live here anymore, is that it?
Not at all. In fact, I'm a millionaire now.
Well, you're a millionaire living in Florida because there ain't no state income tax.
You want to bet?
No, there ain't no state income tax in Florida. Don't go shucking and jiving me. Come on.
You don't have to shuck and jive. I'm not shucking and jiving you.
A million? Yeah, everybody's a millionaire in Tampa.
No, I don't think so, darling.
Yeah. You know, everybody down there, they live in a big houseboat. And
what has this got to do with anything?
Nothing.
What has this got to do with anything?
And you're the one that changed the subject, not me. You are the one that changed the subject. I was born and raised in California.
You say you're a millionaire?
And if you want to get out of a situation,
ma'am, you're a millionaire,
you know
right?
how to get out of
you're
it.
You're a millionaire, right?
So,
have you gotten your pink car from Mary Kay yet?
That has nothing to do with
no,
this
No, I just
situation.
Wanted to know, did you get your Mary Kay Cadillac yet?
No, sir, and I don't
sell
Mary Kay.
Oh, well, you don't have
you know
a million
what?
Bucks.
What are you,
you're
a smart ass?
You're changing the subject.
Yeah, you're a smart ass now.
I was told to make my point to you.
Exactly.
I was told to make my point to you.
Well, what's your point?
And I'm trying to do so.
I don't know what your point is.
And the bottom line is that if you are a grown man and you have a 10-year-old son, you are intelligent enough to make decisions to take care of that child. And if it meant, you know, blowing the back car window out was your decision, then that's your decision. But you don't hold the proprietor of the business responsible for that. Because trust me, I can tell you, they don't lock your frickin' car wheels on a car wash.
And you learned all of that working for Mary Kay.
No, excuse me.
Okay, she said she didn't work for Mary Kay.
Thank you very much, Bill, because I explained
that. Well, what is it, Tupperware or what? Amway?
You know what? I guess you're the one that's selling Tupperware, not me.
Amway?
Don't do Amway, babe.
Why not?
I'm an event planner, thank you very much. That's what I do for a living.
You know what? I'm glad you called. My kid's having a birthday party.
Oh,
and
good.
I want to
well,
get a
you know
Look
what?
At, you know what, buddy? I've got the feeling that you called
what
this show.
What I do for a living has nothing to do with this call.
You're an event planner. My kid's having a... Can you hire a clown?
This has nothing to do with the call.
You know where good clowns can be hired?
Is he wasting the time,
no,
Phil,
no kidding.
Or am I?
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Joe Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
From high atop the Las Vegas Strip, this is Joe Dickhead and the Professor with our NFL playoff picks. Yes, this is the first week of the playoffs, Professor, and what an exciting weekend it's going to be.
That's right, everybody. If you call our hotline, 213-251-3189, we'll have those picks, and we'll give you the winners for this week's opening weekend of National Football League playoffs.
However, on our special radio show, we're going to try something different. I wouldn't dare give you the winner of the Tampa Bay-Philadelphia game, or for that matter, the New York Jet-Oakland game, or for that matter, the San Francisco-Green Bay game, or for that matter, the Baltimore-Miami game, or for that matter, the... I guess that's it.
That's mostly only games.
All right. However, I will allow the professor to try to torture the information out of me.
Yes, this week on NFL Picks with Joe Dickhead and the Professor, I will take a poker that I have heated in a pizza oven, and I will apply the white-hot metal to Joe Dickhead's ass.
And let's see if he can torture out of me who is going to win the playoff games this weekend.
All right, sit down over here.
What are you going to do?
Don't worry what I'm going to do. Bend over.
I'm not bending over, Fred.
I said to bend over. All right, who's going to win the Tampa Bay-Philadelphia game?
You can't get that information out of me.
Oh, no? You see this?
Oh, no. No, no, not that. No, anything but... I'm not going to tell you!
Come on, dickhead. I ain't paying $5.95 a minute on your rotten hotline. Now you tell me who's winning the Tampa Bay-Philadelphia game.
Never. I'll never tell you.
Oh, Philadelphia. All right. How you doing?
You bastard. You'll never get the winner of the New York Jet-Oakland game out of me. Never. Never.
You'll never bring Rocco in.
Never.
Who's winning that New York Jet-Oakland game?
I ain't telling. $5.95 a minute on my hotline, and you can call up and... Ah! You bastard!
Come on, who's winning that New York Jet-Oakland game?
Call up my hotline and...
What are you, reverting or something?
And all you gotta do is call up my hotline, and I'll tell you about that.
Ah! All right, it's Oakland, you asshole.
This is Joe Dickhead and the Professor.
I'm torturing the information out of Joe Dickhead on who's going to win the weekend's playoff games.
We'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is Joe Dickhead from high atop the Las Vegas Strip. You can be a winner, too, in the National Football League. Just call our hotline, 251-3189. That's 251-3189, area code 213. We'll give you what we think are the winners. But what we think isn't worth a pile or a passel of mule dung.
Welcome back to the Professor Tortures Joe Dickhead into giving him the winners for this weekend's playoff games.
Now what do you want?
I want the winner of that San Francisco-Green Bay game.
No, no, don't make me do it. Don't!
Ow! That hurt! You better believe it hurt.
The hell are you trying to do anyway? All right, it's Green Bay, you...
Finally, Baltimore at Miami.
Well, you don't have to torture that out of me. Don't you know who's going to win that? Miami? All right, it's Baltimore.
So there you have it. Joe Dickhead had a white-hot poker that was heated in a pizza oven applied to his ass. And because of that, we get Philadelphia, Oakland, Green Bay, and Baltimore as this weekend's...
Ow!
The hell are you doing?
Turnabout's fair play. This is Joe Dickhead.
And I'm the Professor.
For NFL Picks! On the Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
What are those Joe Dickhead picks? Baltimore, Green Bay, Oakland, and Philly. How about that? Now, let's not forget this is the same Joe Dickhead that went 11-3 last week. Or was that? Yeah, 11-4. It was 11-3. So he may be an idiot. He may have a white-hot poker applied to his bare ass after it's being removed from a pizza oven. But he knows his football. So he's picking Philly over Tampa at home. He's got the Oakland Raiders over the New York Jets. The Raiders, of course, are at home. He's picking all the home teams except Baltimore goes into Miami and spanks the Dolphins. And that's probably what's going to happen. By the way, we were talking about stuff you should never, ever do. And, of course, one of them is bring a camera to a bachelor party, as you well know. Oh, you don't know that? It's kind of like, have you ever sat in a hot tub with, like, three or four of your buddies? Just a guy thing. Guys are in a spa. Never put on goggles and go underwater. If you're with guys, it's like three or four of your buddies, and you're all sitting in a hot tub, and you're smoking cigars, and maybe you're, it's very butch, very manly. And one of them puts on goggles and goes underwater. That's not cool. That is uncool. Well, another thing you don't want to do is bring a camera to a bachelor party because that means somebody's going to be taking pictures. And then you'll see what I witnessed after a bachelor party many, many years ago. I'm not going to say whose, I'm not going to say where, and I'm not going to say when. But I would just like to congratulate my friend. Oh, I'm just kidding. Anyway, we had this bachelor party. And let's say a dancer was hired. Let's just say that's what she was called. And we spent the night in the hotel room. Or was it a hotel? It was a condo. We spent the night in the condominium. All of the guys, just a lot of all the guys. And I woke up the next morning and I saw my friend out on the back patio just pulling this film out of the roll, just pulling it out of the camera, exposing it. I said, what are you doing? He says, no one will ever, ever, ever see these pictures. I know better than, you know, I didn't know last night, but now I have my wits about me, and I am not going to let anyone see these pictures. And you know something? As I think back on that night, he was the smartest of us all. Now, this woman that was hired, it was really funny. She was a dancer. Many of you probably don't know what goes on at bachelor parties. Most of you are women. And anyway, she was hired. She shows up. She's got a bodyguard. Well, that right there, that's always a thrill when she shows up with a bodyguard. But I guess, you know, if I were her, I would do the same thing. And then she took her clothes off. Make a long story short, she was dressed as a cop. And she came in and she goes, hey, get in that chair. She was trying to do some cop interrogation thing. So the subject of the bachelor party had to sit in a chair and she handcuffed him to the chair and she slowly took her clothes off. Till she was completely nude, and then you had to put $20 bills in your mouth, and then she removed them. And anyway, I said to her at one point, no, I didn't say anything to her. She said to me, and my breasts are real, and I remember saying to her, bull crap. Isn't that the, well, I don't know what got into me, but I, look at, you know, when they're shaped like a torpedo, when they are conical like a spaghetti colander, when they are like some 1950s sports bra, when they are Madonna's, you know, when it's Tom Terrific's little funnel hat, you know, sticking right out underneath your sweater, that is what we call fake. She looked like Angie Dickinson's Pepper character gone bad, gone real bad, but better looking. And I said they were bullcrap. Those breasts aren't real. I think I said something a lot more colloquial and much cruder. And, of course, who could blame me? I was drunk. But she insisted. And I saw what we put that poor guy through. You know, I got to tell you something. You need to understand something. Just don't ask. Just don't ask. What did you guys do at the bachelor party? Don't ask. If you ask, you're only letting yourself in for endless years of heartache. Just believe this. He loves you. It didn't mean a thing. He was caught in the tight, ball-flattening vice of what is called peer pressure. There is no escape. There is no getting out of it. There is no explaining your way out of it. Just don't ask. Just suffice it to say, he had a bachelor party. And you love him, and he loves you, and he don't even remember her name. How about that? Does that make it any better? Of course it doesn't. But I'm telling you, it's just, believe me, the things I've seen, the debauchery that I've witnessed, you don't want to ask. You don't want to find out. You don't want to know. First of all, the guy's thrown on his back, and the dancer, whoever she is, says, put that $20 bill in your mouth. And, of course, there's those lines, the bigger the bill, the bigger the thrill. You know, nothing is more exciting than that. Doesn't that just make you feel like you're appreciated as a human being? The bigger the bill, the bigger the thrill. The concept that a woman degrades herself who does that for a living, I don't know. It's up to her, really. But she's making one hell of a lot of money. One hell of a lot of money. I mean, we're talking thousands, possibly thousands. Why am I hearing a phone off a hook? I heard a phone off a hook. She's making thousands. And I would maintain there is no real degradation going on there as it pertains to the female. The degradation of the guys in that situation with the bigger the bill, the bigger the thrill thing. I mean, at least put on some semblance of an act that you actually enjoy being around these people. How are you going to get loose when your bodyguard is standing there at the door? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's a crazy business to begin in the first place, to be actually wandering into an apartment where there are like 15 or 20 guys. It's a bachelor party. They're already fueled on tequila shots, jello shots, body shots, shots of Don Julio, shots of the Perfidio. And maybe it's stupid to walk in there with anything other than a bodyguard, but you know, why don't you try it? And so the bigger the bill, the bigger the thrill, and you know, everybody's supposed to be loose. But the fact of the matter is, when a guy is laying on his back and his friends are holding him down and they've shoved a $20 bill in his mouth and he's got to lay there while his friends hold him down, while she extracts the $20 bill from his mouth with a part of her anatomy that, you know, just don't blame him, all right? Now, Chris Pelton was covered in vomit and passed out about an hour and a half into his bachelor party. He doesn't remember a thing, and that's probably a pretty good thing, too. I haven't been to a bachelor party in years because all of my friends are now well married. I think I got invited to your wedding, didn't I? No, whose was it? Larry? I forget who it was. Mike's? No, not Mike's. No, I didn't get invited to Mike's. I got invited to Mike's wedding. I didn't get invited to Mike's bachelor party. Although his wedding was very sedate. I can only imagine his bachelor party was a pretty easy thing. And my bachelor party, well, we're not even going to get into the fact that we went to the Olympic Gardens in Las Vegas. Now, anyway, our website is available for your perusal, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. When you go to our website, you can see Joe Dickhead's picks. You can see a synopsis of the preceding day's show. You can get highlights from the show. You can get an audio archive. You get live streaming. You can also click on and watch on demand our webcast. And you can order our Best of the Phil Hendry Show Year 2001 CD. All of that available at philhendryshow.com. If you'd like our CD, call toll-free 1-877-616-7445. The number again is 877-616-7445. That is the number to call for the Best of the Phil Hendry Show Year 2001 CD. Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686 to call and to begin to contribute a little bit. 1-800-449-8686, because you guys have been sitting back all show long just sucking it all up. Well, guess what? Now you're going to start contributing, and contribute you will, and it is going to be solid. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be provocative. It's going to be educational. It's going to be humorous, and it's going to happen right now at 1-800-449-8686. I walk out of here every night having left my guts on the playing field, on the field of friendly strife. Now you are going to call me right now. 1-800-449-8686, and it better be good. I hold all the cards. I hold all the, and we have the dumb line open at 1-800-449-8686 for you first-time dumbasses. 1-800-449-8666. Who would call after giving a getting a buildup like that? Well, the lines are jammed. By the way, a piece of good news, while we line up all the dumb, I mean the callers, we are going on the air on Monday on KOTK Portland. Those of you who were wondering what happened to the show, this week we shifted frequencies in Portland. We're on KOTK starting Monday. We're very excited about that. 1-800-449-8686. Paul, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think your ratings shut up because of people who are listening in for controversy. They're expecting you to say something off-color or non-PC.
That's why they always listen, sir.
Fantastic. That's why I listen. Great show.
Is this Moron or Doron?
Darone.
Oh, Darone. I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
How you doing, Phil?
Fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. It is an honor and a pleasure to speak to you. I just wanted to say that I love your show. I think you are hilarious. And I listen to you almost all the time. It took me at least 6 months or so to figure it out that it was you doing the voices.
6 months?
Yeah.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. 6 months?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I would definitely check myself in.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, 6 months? What are you talking about?
It just took me a long time to figure out it was you. People were telling me, you're doing the voices. I didn't believe it. Then I
and you're hearing voices all the time anyway, so you know what the hell does that mean, right?
Yeah.
So you thought that those were all real people, huh?
Yeah, yeah, and then I figured it out, and you got morons calling up, screaming.
Morons?
They're screaming at you. You're telling everybody it's you, and they still don't know it's you.
And I was telling everybody it was me, and it still took you 6 months to figure it out.
That's true.
All right, Doron.
Doron. Well,
Thank
you very much for taking my call.
Thank you very much for calling, pal.
All right.
Have a good night, all right? Okay, bye-bye. I finally figured out that he wasn't too swift. No, he's a good guy. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Here is John. Hi, John.
I got bit by a coral snake and lived.
Good God.
Yeah, I had climbed to the top of a tree. I felt something hit me in the stomach.
In the stomach?
Yeah.
So it was hanging out up in the tree, huh?
Yeah, and I lived. I mean, it was like everything got blurry.
Well, is that unusual?
Pardon?
Is that unusual to survive a coral snake bite?
Yeah, it is. The lady, I called poison control 3 days later.
So you had this freaking thing, this poison running through your system for 3 days?
Yeah, I mean, I was so out of it, I didn't even know. I kind of forgot what happened.
Did you go to work?
I called my wife.
Were you functioning and working during this 3 day period before you finally called the poison hotline?
I did go to work the next day, and it was like being on like 5 hits of acid.
So now do you appreciate life and all of its complexity and all of its multicolored cornucopia of, in other words, you're really every day is gravy, right?
Yeah, it's pretty. Well, I fell out of a tree once too. I mean, I was
so you
tied
fell out
to
of a
branch.
Tree, got hit by a coral snake.
Yeah.
You got set on fire. And so you appreciate
it. No, not yet.
Okay.
Well, I nearly got arrested on 4th of July for fireworks.
You're a guy that lives life on the edge. There's no doubt about it. You fall out of trees. You're getting hit by snakes. You're going to set fire to a warehouse with fireworks. You're a guy. If you're a real dumb guy who is falling out of trees. I got to fall out of more trees, man. I really. You're a good man. Thank you, John, for your call. Phil Henry Show.